Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I have our go-to urologist, Dr. Karen Eilber, on, and for just a wild and crazy segment, what are the best undies to wear for workouts? I'm not even kidding you. So I read this article, and it just absolutely blew me away because it had such great information about what you're supposed to wear. And of course, you all know I'm physically active, and I hope you are too. And I'm always looking for something that's going to be able to absorb, you know, sweat, and but also be comfortable at the same time. I'm getting myself into trouble here, especially down in that area, down there.
Down there.
Dr. Eilber, Dr. Eilber, I'm holding in my hot little hands something I bought the other day. I actually bought several of them in all kinds of colors. And it's an Under Armour, brand new sheer. It's called Sheer. And it is the Under Armour Pure Stretch Shears. And they come in both a thong and a, what do they call that little thing? Something like a creaky or something, you know.
Dental floss.
Cheeky. It's called Cheeky. And it's got spandex and nylon. And when you put it on, it's like you're wearing nothing. Now, is this good? Am I supposed to be wearing a thong? No. I mean, what are you supposed to be doing for these workouts? Wearing these skimpy outfits and everything shows and you want to be comfortable. What are you supposed to do?
You know, like so many things we have as women, it's often, you know, fashion before comfort. But for something like this, it's really got to be about comfort and function. The biggest question is, what is the material that the actual part that's contacting, you know, the vaginal area is made of? Because you don't really want things like nylon, other fabrics that don't breathe, because otherwise all the moisture won't be wicked away. And when there's increased moisture, that potentially promotes growth of both bacteria and yeast, which can cause vaginal irritation. So if you want to buy, you know, cute little undergarments, which I'm sure the one you're holding is, just make sure that the panel is cotton or some material that will breathe very well.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Because it really kind of isn't. It appears like the whole, I mean, I think it's like a doubled over panel, but a lot of them usually aren't. Just to keep them very sheer and, you know, like they're not there. They actually say in the advertising for a lot of these products that it feels like it's not even there. Sometimes I wonder if it's there.
Right.
You know.
That's all kind of disturbing.
Yeah, I have to always keep, I have to keep checking, you know. But seriously, how do you really know? Like, let's go to the thong place. I was in the women's locker room the other day at my wonderful, you know, health club, and I'm telling you, at least half the women are wearing thongs as they go upstairs to run and do their thing and back and forth. What's that about in terms of risk for issues downstairs?
I think the risk is the same as if you were looking at the risk of someone having a urinary tract infection. Unfortunately, there are some women who are extremely prone to urinary tract infections no matter what they do, sexual activity, sitting in a pool too long. They'll get an infection. There are other women who never have an infection their whole life. So I think if a woman really likes her certain undergarments, her thong, whatever material it's made of, and she has no problems, I don't really think it's an issue. However, if, you know, most women at some point realize that they are sensitive in that area, you've got to make sure that you wear materials, again, that breathe, and that any type of, I think what's even more important is the soap that you're washing your clothes in, because some people unwittingly have the right garments, but they're using soaps that have perfumes or other irritants, and they can't figure out why they constantly just have this irritation in that area.
Yeah, you know, that whole issue of the perfume is really starting to resonate with so many of the Her listeners out there. You know, for the longest time, it was the coolest thing to have everything perfumed. I mean, you walked around
of course.
A fragrance shop.
Smell
you know,
good.
It was sort of like a cool thing, right? And then all of a sudden, we realize it is an irritant. And it really causes an allergic reaction with a lot of women. So I think your point about how one actually launders the clothing is incredibly important. And oh my God, here's another one. All right, so one of my patients fessed up the other day. She says, "Dr. Peek, I just want to let you know. You see that I'm wearing, you know, my workout outfit. Actually, I worked out like 4.5 hours ago, and I'm still wearing it because I just didn't have the time. And I'm thinking, oh my God, 5 hours, and she sweated in that thing, and she's, you know, a big time, and she's still walking around in it. See, that's another thing too. How many? I mean, women do this. I mean, they do, right? I mean, we're in a rush.
Well, look, if you work out and you don't get maybe shit all up her arms, if you're not too sweaty in that area and it's not moist for a long period of time, you're probably okay. I think it depends, again, how sensitive a woman is, probably the duration she works out, to what degree, and how, you know, sweaty and moist that area gets. But I think it's funny. I have patients who they literally have to change their workout clothes right afterwards, and I have other patients just like the woman you described that they're completely fine if they stay in their workout clothes for hours.
Wow. Okay. Now, what about going commando? I mean, we're not going to wear any kind of, you know, underwear. I've seen a boatload of women doing that. You know, so
I just think that the theme of, well, I think the seam of anything, whether it's your jeans, your workout, I think that's just going to rub. You know, it's like wearing shoes, you know, without socks that have just, you know, some area that's just going to rub and cause irritation. I think also most women have some degree of vaginal discharge. If you don't mind that getting on your workout clothes, I guess that's okay. But I think that most women prefer to wear underwear when they're working out or even on a daily basis.
Okay. So I'm totally cool with that. And then going back to the thong again, I seem to be obsessed. there's also an issue of some of the bacteria from the rectal area, because you are wearing dental floss after all, and you just paid $23 for that too. Just saying. And, you know, coming forward and potentially, and that's oftentimes E. coli, right, as a very common bacteria that can travel, as it were, from or migrate from the rectal area up toward where the urethra is, up in your territory. So that'll you can also pick up urinary tract infections and some kind of rash or whatever else down there too from that, right?
I think that is definitely a possibility. You know, for the same reason we always teach young girls, you know, which direction to wipe, you know, after they go to the bathroom. Having said that, I think that if you have a thong that stays in place well, it shouldn't be rubbing and, you know, moving the bacteria from one place to another. I do think it's a risk. I just don't know if it's great, because if that were the case, we would have seen a huge increase in the number of urinary tract infections when thong underwear became very popular.
Interesting. So really, at the end of the day, Dr. Alber, in your experience and expertise as a urologist, you got to know yourself, right?
That's
you got to
right.
know what works best for you. And
that's
as
right.
per anything in healthcare and taking good care of yourself, you got to basically be your own best advocate. And if you see that you're having a problem, back off, make an adjustment, and make it work one way or the other. I'm going to put those little sexy new things I just bought. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to wear those tonight when I work out.
I think we just Dr. solved
Eilberg.
The world by talking about underwear.
Dr. Eilberg, you are wonderful. Thanks again for being on her radio. We've been talking about, oh my gosh, the best undies for workouts. And we had all the answers from our go-to urologist, Dr. Karen Eilberg. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And if you got a question for us, please don't be shy now. I want you to email askher@radiomd.com and just kick it out there. Riff with us, because we're going to cover it for you and we got the answers. Hey, stay well.